The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So embarking on new culinary projects, or even just embarking on cooking generally, can be daunting for those who've no prior experience. So we decided we'd look at the basic building blocks for beginner cooks, from utensils to ingredients to mindset. And no better man to do that with than Luca DiMarzio, who is owner of Rosa Madre restaurant here in Dublin. Luca, you're very welcome.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Kick us off with
my name pronunciation. That was very good.
Thanks very much. Grazie. Kick us off with equipment. What is it that every cook must have?
Well, let's start with some basics with the utensils. Utensil pronunciation is not easy for me. Utensils. So I was thinking about it and I came up with the very basic will be a nice pot where you cook your sauce. A nice wooden spoon, because, you know, it just makes it more authentic to have a wooden spoon. And then some proper knives. Knives are really important, especially if you start to cooking, will make the cooking and the whole process very, very much simple.
You say knives, plural. So what are the knives that we need?
So chef knives, for sure. But chef knives are a little bit difficult to use. So I will go also for kind of bread knives, which makes it for things like tomatoes or, you know, lemons a little bit easier with the cutting.
And when you say chef's knife, that is a style of knife, the chef's
yeah,
knife.
Yeah, chef knives would be no serrated. That's the right word, yeah. So it will be just flat, the blade. And they're very sharp, so they would be good for cutting meat, raw meat and stuff like this, like fish, but not really good, for example, if you're cutting vegetables like tomatoes or other things like that.
How much should you spend on a good chef's knife?
You can spend even 300-400 euros, you know. But, you know, again, you need to know how to treat them well, you know. Definitely you are jealous of these knives, you know, and you treat them with respect, because it takes very, very easy not looking after them, and then the blade will go and it's nearly impossible to get it right back.
So you said a good pot, our wooden spoon, our knives. What about pans?
Pans, yes. For the first timer, I would go for non-stick pans. Definitely, you know, you can do your nice omelette or fried eggs, you know, without any problems. And definitely, you can start to try with fish, nice fillet of fish or even a steak, you know. But non-stick will make it much easier, much, much easier.
Do you need anything else for doing sort of heavy searing work? Do you need a carbon steel or a cast iron?
I'm not a big fan of that, you know. Yes, you can do it, but you need to preheat like a crazy temperature before you put something on top. And, you know, if things goes right, you can set on fire the whole kitchen.
What then about ingredients? What should you always have in your pantry?
Well, I, as an Italian man, you know, I can tell you, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, the same in here, you know, but in my kitchen, I cannot do without extra virgin olive oil, for example, some nice spices like fresh basil, even better if it's a little plant of basil, and parsley, you know, some nice sea salt, you know. This is the basics, you know, but as I said, I cook Italian food most of the time, you know, but this is mainly the ingredients.
If somebody is looking to think, here's a good dish that I should start with, where the end result can be, you know, satisfying to many, but it doesn't tax me too much to actually cook it. What would you recommend? What's a good starter meal?
Well, you know, I would say pasta, you know, because pasta gets, you get away with very few ingredients in the fridge, and it's kind of, you know, everybody can do it, you know, especially if you are on the budget, you know, you can cook pasta literally with maybe 5 euros.
Some of the dishes, though, the ones with the fewest ingredients can be the most challenging to do.
Well, not really, you know, if you follow the
cacio
steps.
Cacio e pepe?
Cacio e pepe is
an
hard,
Alfredo?
You know. Yeah, this, you're right, Kieran, yeah. This is not easy, you know, but again, if you do a spaghetti pomodoro basilico, you know, everybody will have, you know, in this period, you usually cook the fresh tomatoes because it's the season now, you know. But if you don't have fresh tomatoes in the winter, you can have peeled tomatoes or nice passata. You just fry some onions or some garlic with fresh basil. You throw inside the passata, you boil the pasta, and there you go. That's a proper meal, you know, with how much? Maybe €3, maybe less, you know. I used to cook that all the time.
Any tips for people when it comes to cooking fish? Because I think a lot of people can be intimidated by that.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, people is getting, you know, more closer now with the cooking, you know, and fish is one of these ingredients that you need to, less you touch and better it is, you know, because each fish has very delicate flavors, you know, so sometimes you think to put too much stuff on the fish and you lose the flavor of the fish. So I would recommend, especially now in the summer, you know, do it like fresh recipes, you know, maybe some nice tomatoes or olives, fresh basil, parsley, all these ingredients, extra virgin olive oil, you know, or if you like the style a little bit heavier, just add a little bit of cream, you know, with chives, things like that. It goes very well with seafood.
Now, I'm guessing I can guess the answer to this, but I'll ask it anyway. If there is a particular cuisine that you should start with, if there's a foundational cuisine that you should learn to cook before anything else, which is it?
Of course, Italian, guys. You know, Italians is a simple cuisine to learn, you know, especially for the first timer. You know, I'll never forget my mom. She would leave me alone in the house. And I guess my first pasta that I learned was bucatini alla matriciana. You know, so once you learn how to do that, you're done. You are survivor mode is on. You know, you can survive any type of situation. So I would say Italian, positive, yeah.
Luca, thank you very much. That is Luca Di Marzio, who is owner of Rosa Madre Restaurant.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.